BukeandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
Break Show, I am here for the break. How has the first half gone? Puke.
Good.
Why?
Huh?
What'd you guys talk about?
Thing?
Never mind, doesn't matter. If you had heard it
True.
Already, you would have heard it. And on to the Break Show notes.
Well, to be fair, by the time they hear this, it's going to be like 3 days after we release the first half and the second half.
Right.
So maybe they'll want to recap.
Some people only listen to the Break Show, actually.
Who are these people? Brad Ryder?
So I was buying some new shoes in Dick's Sporting Goods. Dick's Sporting Goods? And they've got this like stupid track around the shoe area, but it's only like 6 steps. The straightaway is about 6 steps.
Is it for midgets?
Maybe 5. And so you're supposed to be able to run around this track. And with my leg injuries, I can't take the sharp curves. It hurts real bad.
Okay.
So I get some shoes on and I'm like, I can't run around this track to test these shoes. So I go in the aisle and I just full out sprint in the aisle. And I run past a worker.
Did you like push any people out of the way? Like old
ladies? No. But he is a fat old worker. And he goes, can I help you?
No running in the hall.
And I go, yeah, no, I'm just checking these shoes. How am I supposed to test these shoes without sprinting in them?
What if they thought you were just, like, stealing them and running out? That'd be the best.
I wasn't even running towards the door.
Oh. That'd be the best way to steal shoes, to be like, oh, they're just going to try this.
Oh, yeah.
Run away.
If you steal running shoes, you just run away in them, and there's no way they can catch you because you're in running shoes.
Exactly.
Wow, it's a perfect crime. He got us. He's mathematically the fastest person on Earth because he has the newest shoes. No person could have newer shoes unless they throw on a pair of shoes just to chase me down.
Mm.
And by that time, it's way too late.
Is that how shoes work?
And there's no. And if they wanted to catch me in their car, they'd have to change into new tires. Or there'd be no way their car could catch me either.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Amazing. Sorry, I'm searching for one particular song that we talked about that apparently doesn't exist on the internet. It's very sad.
Okay, so if you don't want Google to track you, you're a loser. Sorry. I turn on my...
Or just paranoid and ignorant.
Yeah. I turn on my location tracker as much as possible so that they know more about me and can help me find good products that help my life.
Wait, do they help you find products? I've used it before, the Google Maps, whatever the fuck they call it, like day in review or something, because when we kayaked weeks ago, and I was like, where the fuck did we kayak? And bam, Google knew.
It did?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, if you look at a Google map, it'll just tell you where you've been in your life, basically.
Oh, it's called Your Timeline in the Google Maps app. Let's see. Today. Oh, and you can search by date. So if you know the date and you're like, where the fuck did I go on the 12th?
Can you get the whole country map where it puts little dots of all the places you've been?
No, I think you can only do it by day. That would be amazing if they... Like, actually, I wonder if you can. Like, that would be kind of cool if you could be like, I want to know where I went the entire year of 2016.
Yeah, I have that.
And it would just be
that
a
exists.
Squiggle.
Oh. If you go to my Google or whatever and you go to the right place, there's like dots in Texas.
I don't know your Google.
There's dots in... And there's a little dot that goes from New Hampshire to Michigan because I drove to Michigan.
Oh, right. If you fly, it doesn't know. That's kind of.
I mean, it's not one. It's not a lot of dots. It like basically stops in somewhere in Pennsylvania, somewhere in Ohio, somewhere in whatever. So there's dots in San Diego, Texas, Tennessee, all the places I've been relatively recently. Dale says I found a gargoyle urinal store.
An entire store. Well, we talked about Osborne's desire to have a gargoyle-shaped urinal.
Wow. Would it have its mouth open? And
yeah.
Urinate into its mouth?
Correct.
Anyway, the point is, if you think that you can turn off Google tracking you, you're delusional, and you might as well just let them track you and everything else. It's way better. You can just say, okay, Google, when is my flight? And it's read your email, and it knows when your flight is. Oh, there's the gargoyle unit. Why are there mirrors?
Yeah, that I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You got me there.
There's two mirrors on either wall, and then there's
two
side mirrors, like on the side of a school bus, like rear view mirrors, so you can either see behind you or you could point it toward your shaft along.
Your dinkle bits.
Your schnugelgeiger.
Indeed.
You can do a square. You can do a Flibble flop. God damn it. I don't remember what that quote was. That was the funniest thing Puke said.
Yeah, I don't. You just mashed noises together like flagarble blooble.
And
okay. The computer said I received a message, but my phone does not. That's weird.
Yep, it's from Dale. Okay, so sometimes I'm on at home or whatever, and there's someone biking by on the highway, and you realize...
Do you throw sticks at them?
You realize only people who are very poor and or have DWIs are biking on the highway.
Generally. Well, that depends, because I live on a sort of highway, but not as busy as your highway, and it's just filled with douchebags bicycling and running.
Oh,
and
well, yeah.
Today, there were two separate yard sales, and then people parking in the middle of the fucking, well, not in the middle, but like blocking an entire lane of the highway, and then you have to stop and let people by. It's very dangerous. I hate them.
Nice. Anyway, well, you have a rural highway, so it makes more sense than biking on a state highway, because if you're biking on my highway, you're trying to get to the next town.
Right.
So yeah, maybe professional bikers or real guys, but more than often than not, it's just someone trying to get to the next town and they don't have a car because they're too poor or DWI.
Right. And there are some very poor cabiny things down the road from your house, like a mile or something, and they probably live there.
So I see some guy biking up the road, and not only is he biking up the highway, he's pulling a child carrier.
Nice.
And I'm
so
like,
you hope your kid dies.
He's pulling his kid in the child carrier, and as he bikes by, I look into the child carrier. It's just like 30 beers. He'd biked into town. He'd got a child carrier just to bike into town to get more beers.
He probably stole the bike and the bike
and
carrier.
And bike back out of town with all of the beers. I'm like, that alcoholic is really dedicated.
Your DUI didn't do shit for me.
Well, Dad, he's not driving.
True, yeah.
How drunk have you biked? Because I've biked pretty much throw up drunk before.
Really? I don't believe I've ever bicycled drunk.
Really?
Really?
It's not that bad.
You know what? I have bad enough balance as it is. It probably would be way worse than driving.
I'm going to get back into drunk biking, I think. That was the day. basically just one day.
That was the highlight of your life?
Yeah, I remember I was. And I got real drunk at this kid's house. Toby from Free Minds TV and his wife, Brenna.
Well, that's back in the day.
Now they have triplets.
They have like 16 kids.
They have three. And only one of them has cancer, so that's a pretty good ratio.
True.
Oh, my God.
But you are a terrible person when you say that.
Okay, so anyway.
We're going to have to bleep that.
I got super drunk at his house, and I biked home. And then the next day, they were like, Nick, we got up at like 2 a.m., and our door was wide open.
Because you left it open?
I'd walked out of the house completely drunk and just left the door open. What an insane man.
Remember back when we did this podcast on that other show studio?
Yeah.
And I forget what we were talking about, but I think I said retard, and Toby called in and tried to chastise us for saying retard.
Yeah, I don't think
so. He said it was offensive or something. Yep, I remember it.
That's too bad.
I don't know if he was playing devil's advocate, but I think he just knew one day he was going to have retarded kids.
They have cancer, not retarded.
What's the difference?
You can't tell if they're retarded at that age. Oh. They could very well be.
Yeah, it's very sad. That's why you should never have kids, because if you don't have kids, you can't have bad things happen.
I saw something amazing in the airport on my way out for Michigan.
Was it a retard?
It was one of those screens. You know how the screens have all these ads that run?
Oh, yeah. Instead of having paper ads, they have TV screens now.
Yeah, so it said, Windows is restarting. Logging into Windows. I watched Windows Pro reboot on the huge screen. It was amazing.
Did you copy the login? Or is it bleeped out? Or whatever?
Oh, I think it was just an auto reboot. I don't even think there's a password.
What if it was actually an ad? And it was just a really clever ad.
Okay.
They're like, everybody knows Windows crashes all the time, so fuck it. Let's just make our ad.
So they expect people to take a picture of it and go, wow, everyone, I saw Windows restart in the airport. And then you post it, and it's just Windows.
Right.
That's funny.
They could even do it like instead of the normal blue screen of death text, it could actually say like, are you tired of your old Windows? Try Windows 10.
I wish someone else were up here. Andrew!
I think he's outside smoking. You know, I was, here's something to talk about. I was very annoyed at your editing last week of the show you edited.
I know.
And then I found out that actually Andrew did that. But the music stingers or whatever, like the intro music and the break show music. I guess you guys did that live during the show.
Oh, I didn't edit anything in. Yeah, you're right.
Right. But I listened to it And he did a very good job copying your... You like to play music, really annoying upbeat dance music, and then you fade it out instantly.
Oh, right.
And it's jarring, and I hate it.
I told him... I went and like then, this. I told him to fade it out slowly.
He did a very good job of making me think it was you.
No, yeah, I didn't do it. Oh, no, wait.
He said he did it.
Sometimes I take the music and I still apply the fade out effect in Audacity.
Yeah.
But I don't think I did. I probably applied the fade in.
Yeah, the fade out's good. But you got to have, like, it's got to be like 5 seconds. I think you do too short a second.
That's nice.
Hey, you critique everything I do.
No, it's fine. So now here's my critique your content, and I don't care about the intros or the outros.
Right. And I don't care about my content. I care about the intros and outros.
All right. I put all of my effort into the intro. How much is it to mini golf?
That depends on where you go.
$7?
Turn on your microphone.
Oh, shit.
$7? $5?
False.
$23.
There's an abandoned mini golf course near my house. I'm going to be getting clubs, and I'm going to be getting some little pencils, and we're going out there, and we're playing mini golf until the police come. Ticket us all.
Yeah, because you need more than one club for mini golf.
We're demanding a jury trial. We're taking it all the way to the Supreme Court and saying, we were mini golfing. What are you going to do? And they're going to say, you were trespassing. It's guilty. And we're going to say, fine, but still.
But you'll get a...
It'll be hilarious if you have the little pencil, though.
But then you'll get the sweet write-up in Free Keen.
Where he's like, can you believe the people were arrested for just playing mini golf? All they were doing was playing mini golf. Arrested for putting.
I did bike over there, and it says no trespassing all over the place. I'm going to be mini golfing there.
Nick Ryder kidnapped and caged
for mini golfing.
Is this the place at the end of the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah, I drive by there for lunch sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Puke and I have photos from there from years ago. And
yep.
Why are we not mini golfing for free on a mini golf course? All you need is a club and a ball. Each.
Yes.
All right. So we're doing it.
Okay.
All right. This has been The Break Show, unless anyone else has another content. What?
Look how skinny I was.
Look at how skinny
how
Andrew
was. How did you find that
look
so quick?
Look how
quack.
Skinny I was.
I know where my photos are.
Where's Puke? He's probably fat.
Oh, yeah. There's Fat Puke.
Oh, you're not that fat.
Not too bad. This was taken, it's 2010, May 2010. I was working on, I think I'd gotten, like, I was probably still like 210 there. Almost exactly where I'm at.
Yeah, look how skinny Andrew is.
Look how skinny Andrew is. Look at how horrible Luther is. And then there's a pedophile and then Dale.
Wow. Tom says, will we be set up to record on Monday? He wants to know.
Yeah, probably.
Well,
I don't see why not.
Yes, we will be because it's my house has the backup
I
studio.
Have one
and
of
it's,
the microphones.
It's ready. Bring the fucking microphone, man. Otherwise, it will only be set up for three people. Are you done with The Break Show? People are standing waiting.
Yep.
Nick?
That's been The Break Show. Bye. Boo. Someone left a bunch of crumpled paper towels here.
Oh, who would do that?
Who would do that?
It wasn't me. Was it Brett?
It was me. They're for you.
It was Brett! He set you up!
He said they're for Nick.
I've been framed!
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.